Hey there, and welcome to Stuck in Beta. I am Greg.
Hey, and I am Josh.
Hey, Josh.
How are you today, Greg?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm just muting my notifications now.
Good idea.
That's some behind-the-scenes stuff, you know?
Yeah, we had a lot of behind-the-scenes today. This should be a great show with all the prep we did.
Prep, scrambling, whatever you want to call it. Hey, you can find our videos on Half-Ass TV on YouTube, and it is accessible by typing in Half-Ass TV into YouTube. Hey, but there's two different Half-Ass TVs out there, apparently.
Really?
Because I searched for that, if I do it right now.
Is one not you?
One's not me, I will...
We'll put a link in our show description here.
Let's see here, Half-Ass TV. Yeah, we need to put a link. So one will show up with an underscore. We don't have an underscore in there, and that's all, it appears to be off-road vehicles and stuff like that. Hey, if that's your thing.
That's not us.
Ours is like a little TV, TV, yeah.
Yep.
So there you go.
What's new?
Hey, we were talking about a 5K that, you just had a 5K. I don't think we've been back to talk about it.
No, we haven't.
And how did that go?
It went really well. I had two goals in mind going into it. So it was my first race ever, and I wanted to not stop running during it, and also, if possible, complete the race in under 30 minutes.
Oh.
And I was at one point so exhausted because the course was very hilly.
Yeah.
And there was one section that was about a mile long that was a steady incline the entire
really?
Time.
Really? For a
it
mile?
Sucked.
Oh my gosh.
It was very hard. I wanted to quit because I was going uphill for a long time, and I got to the end of this road, and then we were going to turn on another road. So it was at a college campus. And I thought, once we turn on that road, I thought it was fairly flat until I got out there and realized it was just a steady incline until we got back to campus or back to the main entrance. So there was a girl in front of me that I was pacing the whole time, and I was just like, kept telling myself, don't quit, don't quit. And she was chugging along, and I was chugging along, and I was listening to my
drafting behind her.
Yeah, I was trying. I just felt like if I could keep her pace, because she was way younger. I mean, she was probably like 20 years younger than me.
Right.
I thought, if I can keep her pace, I'll be okay. And she looked like she was doing good. And then this all happened at approximately the same time. She stopped. And I was like, oh no. And I was coming up behind her, and I'm like, keep going, please. Come on, let's go, let's go. And she's like, I just need a second. And then right after that, my runkeeper paused, like for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
And I have it in like compression shorts, so it's on the inside pocket of my shorts.
Pushed it or something?
I guess. It must have touched it with my skin or whatever. Just had enough of that like connection. And so I didn't know what my time was at that point because it was before the 3 mile mark. And I'm coming in to the 3 mile. And
you don't know when it paused. You just...
No, I heard it pause.
Oh,
it said
you heard it.
Activity paused.
Oh, okay.
But it was already... Because I was letting it tell me what my updates were on the mile. So 1 mile, 2 mile. But before I got to the 3rd mile, I wasn't really paying that close of attention to what my times were. And I knew I just came off that long stretch of uphill. And I'm like, man, my time's got to be suffering bad. And then it said activity paused. And I'm like, oh no. And luckily, once I got over that hill, then it was pretty much flat and then downhill. And the finish line, we were able to sprint to. It was pretty much downhill. But I couldn't see the time because, as we were talking just a few minutes ago, our vision is kind of poor as we get older.
What is it?
I'm trying to look at my watch, which I had turned on activity, so I can't see the actual time. I can't pull my phone out of my pocket. And I'm trying to see the clock that's on the finish line, and I can't read it. So I'm just like trying to go as hard as I can. I'm getting to the finish line. My right earbud falls out, and instinctively I reach over to grab it. I was like 10 feet from the finish line. I stopped to grab it, and people are yelling at me, you keep going, keep going. And as I pick it up, my other one falls out.
Oh my gosh.
And it starts rolling.
Oh.
Yeah. And it rolled. I'm not kidding you. My earbud rolled across the finish line.
before you.
And then I just chased it, and I heard the beep or whatever as I crossed the finish line. And I ended up at just under 27 minutes. It was like 26:54, I think.
That's
was
nice. My That's time. A good time.
Yeah. So it was awesome. It was a great experience, and I signed up for the next one in September.
I got to sign up for that one. I got to do it before the beginning of the month because I think it's cheaper.
Yeah.
That's funny about your earbuds. Now, I usually use earbuds, but I do have a pair that, you know, it connects all, they're actually for running that I got a long time ago, but I haven't used them in so long. However, probably running, you know, that would help. Because there's times when I'm just walking around and stuff and I'll have to pop them back
push them
in.
Back in.
Push
them
back in.
I was doing that the whole time. I was like trying to push them in and make sure they were staying in. And I guess, yeah, just from the sweat. And
Does Runkeeper have, you have any controls on your watch that?
I don't think so. Mine's not that sophisticated. It's pretty cheap.
I mean, I have the Pixel watch, and it had there. Some of the apps are on there. Unfortunately, Runkeeper, which is a one that I liked using when I did run.
Yeah,
it's not on there. However, Fitbit is on there, which I think syncs up with Runkeeper, because you've told me, oh, I see all the time. Yeah. You've walked this far and this. I'm like, oh, I am? So apparently. So I have started doing a little bit of running.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I walk the dogs every evening, and I've started doing some running with them, which actually is not all that fun. Well, Ruby gets our golden retriever. She gets a little excited when running, and she's like, she looks back at me or sees me doing it, and she'll grab the leash and pull it while I'm trying to hold it, and she'll bark at me when I'm running. And so it,
yeah.
Actually, our little schnauzer, Mo, he's a better runner, but he gets lazy halfway through and will just decide he's just going to sit down.
I'm done.
Yeah. So,
are you tracking?
I mean, I'm always tracking on mine. It's always watching me.
Mm. Are you gonna develop a plan for getting there?
I need to, because right now I'm, you know, the little bit I've done is probably only about a mile of running, but actually yesterday, because we do it. We go out after dinner. We'll go out and walk the dogs or whatever, go outside. Well, running after eating something spicy, so I had made some tacos and then, you know, spicy hot sauce on it. You start feeling that coming up, and that's a fun time. You know?
I think just running after eating, period, is a bad idea.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't going to do a constant run. It was more of a walk run so but yeah, you can, when you do that, you can definitely feel your stomach acids coming up when you do
not good. So I'm glad that you started.
We're
about four weeks away approximately from that race,
so I don't know if I'll get I guess that would be a goal to aim under 30.
Well,
because in my high, I think that's about what I was getting, around 25 or so at my best. But
yeah.
I don't know if I'll get there in a month.
I can't believe I did. I really can't. Especially because as I was training and using Runkeeper, I was always coming in at 9 minutes and something per mile.
I feel there's a little bit more when you have other people around you, and then you're kind of, you kind of get encouraged, and
agree.
It's more when you're by. It's the same way when you work out. You know, when you're with someone, you're better off than doing it alone. Because you, on your own, you go, I quit. When you see someone else doing it, well, if they could do it, like you said, a 20-year-old, you're like, crap, she's doing it. I got to do this.
Like I said, I encouraged her along, and I could tell she was really gassed, and she picked it up right after I passed her. And afterwards, she was telling everybody that I you know, coached her along or nudged her along or whatever. And she was really happy. She thanked me afterwards that
that was nice
that I did that. So, but I mean, it was more so for myself too, because I'm like, oh,
I need you. You were helping me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, hey, all this running talk has gotten me thirsty.
Let's have a beer.
We don't have a. We had that afterwards.
Yeah, we had it afterwards. I don't know how you can put it in here. I'll pour it if you tell us what we've got.
Okay, today, today in a beer fridge, it used to be that Greg's beer review, old man. Apparently, he passed away a year ago. Yeah. Anyway, we have a local brewery, Rockwell Beer Company. I've never been there. Have you been there?
Rockwell is the one. Yeah, that's the one with the shipping containers.
Okay. Maybe I have been there.
It is off of Manchester, but in the city.
Oh.
Like in, what is that area called? The Grove.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Man, this smells really good.
Maybe I have been there. So this is something, we were at Trader Joe's maybe a couple months ago, and I like to, they do the mix of six there, and they usually have decent beers on hand. I don't go to Trader Joe's that often because there isn't one near here, near my house. But pick this out. This is Now Streaming IPA, and it's got a little play button, kind of, I guess I did record.
Kind of a pop culture type
thing.
Oh, you didn't hit record. God, I can't speak.
I can't speak either.
You didn't hit record.
One of these days we'll do this right, okay?
This is just practice.
This is all practice. We're in beta, right?
That's right.
So, this is an IPA made with Idaho 7 Chinook, Centennial, and Amarillo hops.
Yeah.
I've only heard of two of those, so.
Yeah, I've heard of three, Chinook, Centennial, and Amarillo, but I've never heard of Idaho 7.
Yeah, I don't know what makes it different. It says this one is, I couldn't find this on their webpage anymore. It's no longer there, so it must be they're not serving anymore. It says the malts and hops used to create a crackery base in this West Coast IPA, explosion of pineapple, peach, lemon zest, grapefruit, and cedar.
It smells fantastic. Yeah. It smells like all those things. And it's 6.9%.
It's a high one. Yeah, that's got some... it's got a little kick. You can tell that extra octane, right?
This definitely feels more like a grapefruit juice to me.
Yeah. Well, grapefruit is in there, and cedar.
Cedar. All the times that I've
eaten. You never chewed on a tree or out in the backyard.
It reminds me of grapefruit juice.
Yeah, it's got a very high grapefruit content. I think all I'm getting is the lime, the grapefruit, and maybe the cedar, the pineapple and peach. Not really there.
Yeah. Same here. But not bad.
It's good, but it's one of those stronger IPAs.
Yeah. How do you feel about those these days? I mean, as far as them...
I've been like, I love... Back in the day,
yeah,
I would... What was it? The Hop Slam? That was always a big one that came out. And like, oh, yeah, this is so good. And now I'd rather just have a sessionable IPA. I don't need anything. Hey, we're splitting one today, but it's good, but it's not my style that I would go to. Like, normally I would something a little bit more mellow.
Yeah, I remember in the old days of Beer 30, we would look at the ABV and we would try to always go for the one that's going to be the highest and heaviest. We'd be like, oh, this one's 9%, 9.5% on an IPA, and man, those were rough, and they were thick, and they just packed so much into them. This one feels a little bit on along those lines. And I'm with you. I'd rather have something that's a lot more drinkable, a lot more, I don't know, thirst quenching or whatever. This isn't it.
Yeah, it's fine. It honestly, this isn't my favorite one that we've had on the show since the comeback.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'd rate it a C or something.
Yeah, that's kind of where I would be too. But it's because of where we are now in our our evolution of what we prefer to have in a beer. Something like you said, more sessionable.
But then again, if this higher alcohol, if I had like a stout or something like that, I probably would be like, oh yeah, this is you know, that I don't know. Just not for me.
Did you have a 4-pack of these?
No, this was, I did a mix of.
Oh, I gotcha.
So I grabbed a few and mixed it together. I have no idea if I have any others from that, so I probably got to restock the beer fridge.
Yeah, I need to help with that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you bring a beer sometime? Come on, man. You're the one who travels all the time.
Yeah, but okay, I will look for some. I'm traveling this weekend, and we're actually recording this in our not usual time slot. So I will try to look for some.
Now, I don't know if where you're going actually has any breweries down there. Maybe they do.
Yeah, so I'm going to...
There are everywhere, so...
Yeah. Going to Camdenton, Missouri, which is on Lake of the Ozarks. And I think... Isn't there a brewery down there that's... Oh, I can't think of it now. But I'll look and see. It's probably stuff that's readily available here, though.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, lilac, pecans too, pistachios. Plans up to know the tricks,
let's beat up politics, watch too many peanuts. Okay, so that's longer than I normally let it play. Today, we have the Stranger Things Chips Ahoy cookie, the cookie from the... Upside Down, isn't that what they call it?
Yep. I'm excited about this one. So you shared this with me a couple weeks ago, and I tried to find it in the grocery store and didn't find it.
Yeah, I think now it's pretty readily available. So this is, it's a chocolate cookie with fudge chips and a strawberry middle. Now, do you remember Magic Middles, that cookie? It had like a, anyway.
No, was it? It was a Keebler.
I think it was a Keebler Elves. Man, these Chips Ahoy have gotten tiny, man. Look at how tiny these are.
That's like...
This is like Oreo size.
Yeah.
Didn't they used to be...
Yeah, they did.
These used to be a bigger cookie.
Is that inflation?
I guess so. Man. All right, okay. We're going to...
You can break it open?
Let's see. Get it on the... Oh, I didn't break it open very good. Okay.
Well, so it's dark chocolate. I guess it's dark chocolate. Well, I don't know if it's dark chocolate or just... I don't know. But it's dark on the outside and red on the inside.
You don't see... Well, a little bit.
It's not nearly as thick on the inside as I expected it to be.
On this, you're like, oh my gosh, look at all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. The way they show it, it looks like it's like flowing on the inside, like it's a mountain of strawberry.
Uh-huh.
And this is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's kind of a letdown,
it
honestly.
Is, yeah, I agree. First of all, I mean, first impressions were the cookie was tiny.
Yeah.
Compared to what, like you said, Chips Ahoy normally are a good half an inch.
Now, honestly, I haven't had Chips Ahoy in forever. Maybe I have.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to get a different flavor and see if they are this small as well.
Chips Ahoy were like when you went to a friend's house when you were a kid and they had Chips Ahoy, you were like, oh my gosh, these people are rolling in money, you know. And if they had the chewy Chips Ahoy, oh, you know. Yeah, that red bag Chips Ahoy. Now I'm not going to stop eating cookies just because. But now this one, look at the. Here, let me show you this one here. This one's got a little just spewing out. Looks like a little tongue.
And I thought it was going to be soft on the inside. It doesn't seem. It's more. It's a little harder than I expected it to be.
It's almost like an Oreo filling on the inside. I mean, it's not. Well, not even that creamy, but.
No, it's not that creamy. Yeah.
That one.
I'm a little disappointed.
Man.
Was that one any better?
No. This one, it was coming. The strawberry was coming out the side, and like half the cookie has none in it.
Oh. Now, as far as flavor goes, what do you think there?
It's all right. I don't know.
To me, it doesn't even taste as good as a... I mean, maybe it's because it's strawberry, but it doesn't even taste as good as a normal Chips Ahoy cookie. Chocolate chip.
I've had way better chocolate cookies. I know it's not a chocolate chip. And this... First of all, I think this should be maybe crunchy.
Really?
Maybe. Maybe that would give it a little bite, a little crunch, then the inside be soft. Maybe they can't do that. I don't know.
Well, I thought I knew it was going to be a chewy cookie, and I thought the inside was going to be more, like you said, more just soft and more almost gooey.
Yeah. It's like a paste or something. Like, I don't even know if that. You can't differentiate from the inside.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I was hoping my boy would be around, but he's with Grandma and Grandpa, but I was going to have him try one too and give his opinion, but
maybe you can get that later and we can add it.
We don't get the 5-year-old opinion.
Yeah, get both. That'd be fun to do. Get both of the kids to try it and get their initial reactions.
I'll do
try
that.
Try to record it. But for me, yeah, it was a letdown. I thought they were going to be amazing.
Yeah, it. So that have you seen? They have the, along with these, they also have the old retro logo of Chips Ahoy cookies with the Stranger Things logo.
Oh, okay. But no, I didn't see those.
But it's the old blue package with the old looking package.
Well, while we're on the topic, when does Stranger Things come back?
So there's. There's one on Thanksgiving, one on, I think they're all like, I think it's three like parts for their finale.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve, if I remember that correctly.
And are they going to be multiple episodes, or is it just that's like one long movie each time?
I thought it was one long thing.
Okay.
We will soon know here in a minute. Volume 1 on November 26th, Volume 2 on Christmas Day, December 25th, and the finale on New Year's Eve. Each volume will debut at 5 p.m. on Netflix. So, yeah, it's three. Oh, no, it does say, okay, I'm sorry. I was wrong about that. It is four episodes. So, Volume 1 has four episodes. Okay. Volume 2 has... 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 5, 6, 7. That'd be three episodes. And the finale is just one episode. That's episode 8. And that would be on New Year's Eve.
Huh.
Now, I am looking forward to that. Where I was a huge fan of Stranger Things. First season, amazing. Second season, okay. I did like the mall season and the fourth season were really good. What are your thoughts on
the
show?
We were really into it. I think the thing that's disappointing in how long it's taken them to make so many is that whenever the show started, my kids were still young and living at home, and we watched them together. I don't. What year did it come out? Did it debut? Do you remember?
You're asking me to ask the internet one more time.
And I choose not to do it. I just ask you. Your Google skills are much more proficient than mine are. But I know my kids were a lot younger, and we watched it together.
July of 2016.
Oh, wow. So it's been almost 10 years.
10 years, man.
Yeah, so my kids were, gosh, like early to mid-teenagers.
Well, just like the show itself,
right.
The kids on the show, I don't think it's on over a huge period of time in the show, but...
yeah, but...
They went from being, you know, little Dungeons & Dragons outcast nerds, I don't know, probably maybe 7th grade, maybe around there, 6th or 7th. But now they're in their early 30s, I think, all the kids.
Yeah.
No, I don't know their ages, but they all have obviously, you know, gone through their big growth spurts.
I think some of them are married, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. But that's any of the... Well, sitcoms don't always have the problem because they're quick turnaround.
Yeah.
But they usually... Remember sitcoms, they'd always have a baby... And then the following season, the kid would be like 3 or 4, yeah. You know.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. We watched all of them as they were released, and I'm sure it's going to be good. I almost want to go back and rewatch past seasons just to...
I want to do that too, because there's plenty of time, but Molly and I don't seem to find the time. We started, let's redo this. We'll watch this so we're caught up and all that. We watched episode 1 and I really enjoyed it. She did too. And then we haven't found time to get to episode 2. It's so pathetic. We're like, oh man, when are we going to get back to this? So maybe eventually we'll... At that point, how are we going to get to watch the new show?
Yeah,
or, you know, the new episodes?
Yep. Well, yeah. Disappointing about these cookies, though.
Yeah, well.
They can't all be winners, right?
No, they can't, but the kids will like those, I guess. So, that's what we have.
What do we have in news for this week?
News?
Do we have a news theme? Interesting news.
I don't have a news theme. I'm sorry. What is even on our... agenda. Oh, okay. This is a stupid one.
Hot topic.
By the time anyone watches this or listens to this, it may not be a hot topic anymore, but Cracker Barrel. There's actually one literally a mile and a half, 2 miles down the street from me here. They decided that... hey, we're going to modernize. We're going to change the logo and modernize. Yeah. Restaurants, businesses, they do that time, you know. They're like, you know what? Let's get a fresh start. We're no longer these colors. We're going to use these and whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, people came around. They're like, what the hell are you going to do with our Cracker Barrel? You know, they got very upset.
Now, what accent were you imitating there?
That's just an accent. It's nothing. But, our beloved Cracker Barrel! So people were a little upset. Full disclosure here. I don't work for Cracker Barrel. The new logo is pretty lame, okay? Yeah. Do what you want with your logo, but... It was kind of lame. It was like a yellow background, golden background with just... It looked like it took someone literally 3 seconds go, ChatGPT, could you make me a new logo? And it's like,
a new boring logo.
Could you make me the world's most boring logo without this guy in the barrel? The two things, the cracker and the barrel, you know? And they did it.
Yep.
And, lots of people got upset. Little politically, too. People were upset saying that it was I'm not going to get into that, but yeah. It's just people changing the logo. Who cares? But people got really upset. So they decided, hey, we're going to keep it the way it is. Mm-hmm. The people have spoken. So now
all the people at the highest of levels.
My thing about Cracker Barrel, I was mentioning this to you earlier. Well, first of all, every time we walk into I like eating breakfast there. You've got a reason not for going.
The last time I went to Cracker Barrel was probably somewhere between 5 and 10 years ago. We went for dinner, and I got so sick immediately after that, like food poisoning sick. I don't even remember what I ate.
Sounds delicious.
But I
was it the fried turkey?
I don't even remember. But it was bad, and I was like, I'm not going back to Cracker Barrel, and I haven't been back since. But I know people really enjoy them.
Well, they can't. I mean, raw pancakes probably aren't going to hurt you that bad.
But. No, it wasn't breakfast food. It was dinner food.
See, I like their breakfast. Mm-hmm. I don't go there for dinner very often because I think most of their stuff is very, very salty.
Yeah.
So I don't. But breakfast, you know, I like that. Blueberry pancakes were one of my favorite. Anyway, when you go with the wife and the kids immediately, you go through that little shop.
Uh-huh.
And, can you buy me this and that and blah, 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 blah. So it's a lot of chasing around. You know, normal restaurants, you don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. You just have to keep them off whatever skill crane or whatever is at the front of the, well, some of them have that.
Yeah.
And then once you're seated, you have all these knickknacks and stuff that have been up there since the place opened. And probably isn't dusted that often.
Mm-hmm.
Now I watch a lot of the Gordon Ramsay shows where he goes in and fixes up restaurants and stuff.
Yep.
And he always goes up to a wall or something and takes his finger, and there's always a huge thing of dust,
yeah,
you know, around. He's like, this has been here for 30 years, you know. I guarantee a lot of that crap on the walls are just as dusty and nasty in the Cracker Barrel. It's the same.
You're really selling it here.
Well,
I must not be missing much.
The same. Remember Fridays? They had all those tchotchkes on the wall. How do you dust all that?
Yeah.
How do you clean all that? You can't.
Especially in an environment where hundreds of people are passing through every day.
Right.
It's going to be dirty.
It's not. And none of it's like a flat surface that's easily, you know, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Dust off. It's all like weird, you know, a head of something and a,
yeah,
I don't know, a NASCAR tire.
Yeah.
Anyway, Fridays did away with it. So, and I think, get this, if Fridays would have done what they did back in after Office Space made fun of them and,
mm-hmm,
you know, all the tchotchkes. If they would do that, if that would have happened today, people would have an uproar.
Oh, okay. And, so they did that a while back?
Oh, a very long time ago.
Okay.
Now, is Friday still around?
I have no idea. I think so. Yeah, I think there's one in South County still that I know of by Ronnie's.
Okay. All right.
I haven't been there. And
apparently it is. It's still around.
That's another one that I haven't been to in probably more than 10 years.
I'll be honest with you, their food was never very good.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of those chains, they're about the atmosphere more than they are the food quality.
And I go for the tchotchkes on the wall. That's what I like.
I mean, Applebee's was the same way, right? I mean, their food, like, I felt like over time their food got even worse.
Definitely. You went to, I remember you used to go to the Applebee's in Arnold all the time because of, like, weren't they cheap drinks or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it was a dollar a draft beer.
Dollar draft beer. That's
back
crazy.
20 years ago, you could get drink way too much for very cheap. I mean, it's, and of course, you know, inflation, it was not like a dollar now, but still, that was very cheap then as well.
Well, in the only time we'll ever have a great segue. Let's get into that. Okay. Pop culture segment.
Uh-huh.
I've got a few videos here. One restaurant, we'll start with this church's one. Church's Chicken, remember them?
Yeah.
Would you like to play a game?
Sure, any special rules?
We play with our ball.
Now get this regulation-sized Jam Slammer basketball from Church's for just $3.99 with any chicken purchase. And pick up 8 big pieces of chicken plus family mashed potatoes for just $4.99.
We gotta get one of those balls.
Man, we gotta get one of those nuns.
Church's, gotta love it.
8-piece chicken.
Yeah, $4.99.
And what did it say? Two sides?
Yeah.
And a large mashed potato, $4.99. This is from 1996.
Wow.
What do you think that would cost today?
Oh, man. So they still have the same meal?
Oh, yeah. Well,
Church's Chicken's still around, huh?
It is still around.
Four-piece.
Eight-piece chicken.
Oh, eight-piece chicken.
And a large mashed potato.
Man, I bet it's over $20.
That's the legs and thighs with mashed potatoes. All right, it was $4.99 then.
Yeah.
Today, 2025, almost 30 years later, $22.99.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
That's crazy.
How about that?
Huh.
Now, does that match inflation, though?
I don't know.
We're not going to look up all that, are we? You want to do another one?
Sure.
Let's do another one. How about, so Dairy Queen.
Presenting the Dairy Queen, Shake and Meal Deal.
The Shake and Meal now, what a deal. $1.99.
It tastes so fine.
Burger and fries, gotta feast your eyes.
And I'm a shake. Whoa, what a surprise.
Check out my thick, creamy flavors, my golden fries. A pure beef burger, $1.99.
All burger with cheese.
$1.99 for a burger, a shake, and a fry. Okay,
huh.
Let's try this.
And what year was that?
This is, I think these were all...
All 96?
96. I had recorded them, so I recorded a lot of VHS back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably Simpsons, and I go through the commercials and see what I get. So, is there like some sort of mix and match shake thing? Here's a meal deal. Let's see.
I worked for Dairy Queen. I don't remember ever having a meal that was $1.99. And I worked there before 96.
Let's see. This is a side. Kind of, oh, this is a burger. Okay. We may have to do this a little differently. We got to... Because the meal... Okay, let's see.
The specials that I remember at Dairy Queen back in the day were all $1.87.
Oh, so that's even cheaper.
Well, but it wasn't a meal, though. It would be like a specific ice cream, like a banana split or a peanut butter parfait. They were all $1.87, and it came out to, I think it was right at $2 with tax.
Wow.
But I wonder what those cost now.
So we're going to try it this way. Since... It doesn't seem that you can get this meal deal. We can do a cheeseburger. That is, by itself, is $4.29, which is already more than a fry, which, let's see, a regular $3.49. So
wow.
You're already, what was it? What did I just say? $4.29,
I think.
Oh, it's got to be 29s. I can't math.
Yeah.
So that's like $7.70. $7.80?
Yeah, that'll work.
And a shake? Oh, my goodness. Let's see here.
Shake? Was it? What size was it?
We'll do small because I guarantee $4.79.
So the total on that is like $12.60.
Good night. Can you imagine... Although I was just talking, was that last week or the week before about the McDonaldland deal? And
yeah,
that was,
you said that was like $15.
$15. So, and it used to be $2.99 at one point. Hmm. So, I probably should do an actual video of this at some point that goes over this a little better, but I thought I'd give you a little preview before I do a video of this, because I must have pulled up the wrong video. Sorry.
That's okay. Apologize. I mean, yeah, inflation is real. That's for sure. So I wonder if we went by that same calculation, and that was 30 years, and it went from $1.99 to $12.59. What is that? Oh, my gosh. I can't do that math. What is that markup?
Here, I am going to go to this inflation calculator right here. We will try this. So we will say that was 96. We'll just say in January. We'll just...
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, for example, the church's meal is $4.99. $10.27 is what... Okay.
Oh. Hmm.
So $5... It is about double, or it's a little over double, actually.
No, that meal was 20-something dollars.
No, I'm saying that. It should be about 10.27.
Oh, yeah.
This is way above inflation.
Churches is, yeah.
Churches.
What if you put in $1.99, which was what Dairy Queen's meal was?
Well, that's $4.09.
What? That's unbelievable. So you're telling me we're getting ripped off by these fast food places.
We are getting ripped off. Ripped off.
Now, hot button issue. Remember when they started paying people way above minimum wage? When you and I worked in fast food. Now, you made a little bit more than minimum wage.
I was at $5 when it was $4.25 was minimum wage.
You made a little bit more. I was
rolling in it.
I started at exactly minimum wage at Dairy Queen, and my raise was 20 cents or whatever when I was there, and they did not start anybody higher than that. But
yeah,
now,
because they were able to,
yeah, now I don't remember what the minimum wage is, but they're paying several dollars more per hour at a lot of these fast food restaurants. I wonder if that has to do with the price of these goods being significantly above.
Minimum wage now is $13.75.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure McDonald's will pay $16 an hour or $15 an hour or something like that.
So honest, okay, but you got your, this is cost of inflation of the dollar, not, you know, it
right.
doesn't account for the price of goods,
sure.
you know. So even though $8.74 would be the equivalent of your minimum wage, it doesn't work the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But still, are we being ripped off? Are we being ripped off?
This,
folks, this, I'm calling a call to action.
This podcast is going to take a totally different turn. We're going to get political. We're going to go
call to action. If you think that we're getting ripped off by our fast food overlords,
let's stand up.
Comment below or send us a message.
That is interesting, though. I knew that it was significantly higher, and it's still hard to go.
That's the one I was going to do. Okay.
Which one?
One last one. Okay. I will show you something that is very intriguing, though. Here's our last one. This is Domino's Pizza.
Hungry for a great deal? Then Domino's Pizza has just what you want. Any piping hot medium pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $8.99. Make it a large for just $2 more. That's right. Any hot, delicious medium pizza with your choice of toppings, just $8.99. Make it a large for just $2 more. So find your phone and call Domino's now for this incredible $8.99 deal. Because what could be better than getting just what you want?
This is a 96, $8.99 for a...
medium one topping.
Medium. I thought it was any topping.
Any topping?
Any topping.
Like unlimited topping?
Unlimited, man. You could load it up.
Whoa.
Well, let's see all deals here. We are just about the same price right now.
That is unbelievable.
$9.99. Build your own. This is any toppings. How is it that pizza remains ultimately not changed? Like,
yeah.
how is that possible?
There's got to be an explanation. Have they become so much more efficient they need fewer employees? Because if you go to a Domino's, you see, like...
There's a lot of people back there.
Is there? Oh, yes. I thought there was only, like, one or two.
No, that place is slamming in back. His body's against the wall.
Oh. Let's see. I'm gonna search for it.
Okay. Why? Have you had the Domino's stuffed crust pizza?
I don't think so.
It is really good. So there you go. That's my hot take.
Yeah.
Also, look, you can get medium two topping with parm bites and dip cup, $17.99. I mean, I'm talking pizza. The prices have not really changed. In fact, in some cases, it may be less than it was.
So the answer is prices for pizza, particularly at major chains, have not increased in step with inflation due to an intense price war, high sales volumes, and the use of strategic deals to attract price-conscious consumers. While independent pizzerias often adjust prices more closely with inflation, large chains have found ways to absorb rising costs.
Well, that is definitely true, because Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, yeah, they are what they are. They're not the top of the pizza chain, or they're not top of the pizza restaurants out there.
Quality, yeah.
But they are cheaper. Yeah. Like if I were to go, so we have a couple around here that are much higher. When you get a large pizza, you're talking $22-$25. Oh, yeah. You know,
that's so frustrating too, because some of these places, we went to one last weekend, and I didn't even see what the final bill was, but I know it was expensive. When you get one pizza, maybe I think we had one large pizza, two orders of wings, and a salad, I'm sure we spent like $80.
Yeah.
And if you went to Domino's, it would be like 20.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But the wings are horrible at those.
Oh yeah, they're always
fast food pizza places.
Like, so I didn't like Domino's for a long time. I thought it was terrible. Mm-hmm. And I think it's gotten much better. I just told you about the stuffed crust. I think they're a lot better. We're not being sponsored by Domino's or anything, but you know,
we're not being sponsored by anyone.
Hey,
we would love to be.
Yeah,
help pay for these snacks and these beers and this podcasting equipment.
So apparently you added the podcast equipment. I was gonna say, well, that'll run you about
I'd be happy to,
under $10 a show.
We need to set up a buy me a coffee,
buy me
a snack, buy me a beer.
Yeah,
maybe we'll get some tip money. I don't know, we gotta get some viewers first.
All right, well, do we want to do a top five? We had one picked out, but
I wrote down my top five. We can go through
it. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't write down anything.
Oh.
I can come up with it on the fly, no problem.
I will.
And this week's top five is going to be... We need like a wheel. We spin it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
But will we be able to come up with it that quickly?
That's a good question.
Top five backyard games. Okay. Labor Day is coming up, and we didn't just randomly pick this. We did it because Labor Day is coming up, and you'll be outside and, you know, enjoying the nicer weather. And
it is going to be nice here.
The pools for the last time, right?
Yeah. We have been treated to some nice weather here in the St. Louis area. It's been in the, high in the 70s some days.
Yep.
So what is you got any particular order? I'm going to start with I'm going to go with, you know, like number five down to number one.
Let me start by saying pretty much all these games you can do with a beer in your hand.
Maybe two of mine you can't.
Okay, most of them. Well, okay, a lot of them you can. Yeah, maybe not all of them. So I guess I'll start with my number five, which I like, but wouldn't be the top of my list because I'm not the best at it, would be washers.
Yeah. I have that one on my list as well. But my number 5 is badminton.
Badminton. Oh.
And I have that. I have a set of that. We got, I don't know, whatever, 12 backyard games or something like that.
Yeah.
And that badminton came with it. The kids always enjoyed playing it. It's easy. I like that one. But okay. I don't know that you could play it with a beer in your hand, but you're kind of running and...
Yeah, I would try. So, since I don't have anything written down, I'm kind of just coming up with these on the fly. A game, it had a name that is kind of not, I don't know if is the what you would use now, but it was called Hotbox. That's what we called it.
Yeah.
Do you remember? It was basically you had two people. Basically, you had two people playing catch,
mm-hmm.
and they were both like kind of standing on a base
yep.
or something. And then you had one runner that would just try and go back and forth and beat
Touch the
throw.
Bases. Yep.
Yeah.
And you could run at the runner too, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I think you could. Yeah. Yeah. And we called that hot box. Sometimes we do it with a third base too. Like, so we'd be basically a triangle thrown with three people and then
okay.
the run back and forth. But I had a lot of fun with that when I was a kid.
That's almost my number 4 as well. I put playing catch with a football or baseball.
Yeah.
And those are things that you can't really do with a beer in your hand.
No.
You can have it nearby.
Yeah.
But I'd spend a lot of time doing that with the kids, playing, you know, throwing around a football. Or we still have that one video out there somewhere. Might be on the Beer 30 channel. No, it might just be on my own YouTube channel of... When my kids were watching Dude Perfect, is that what that famous YouTube channel is called? Was it Dude Perfect?
Dude would, Dad or Dude
no.
Perfect? Oh.
They would do those stunts where they would like throw a basketball off of a bridge or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were watching a lot of that at the time, and they were, it was a volleyball or maybe a kickball, and they were kicking it off of the playground in our backyard, and it came up on the deck and it hit you.
Yeah.
It knocked over your beer right into your crotch.
Yeah.
and you said,
damn it.
And so I have a video of it because they were like, Dad, record this.
Yeah. And it was a loud slight because it landed on a glass table too. Mm-hmm. So it didn't shatter the table or anything, but yeah.
I think the title of the video is Greg Gets Apple Arita in the pants.
Yeah, we were
like
drinking
that,
apple Aritas. Do they still make the Aritas?
I don't think so.
Man, that's going back too. Did AB sell those off too?
Probably. They were terrible.
Except the cranberryta. I like
yeah,
the cranberryta.
Those weren't bad. All right. They weren't too sweet. What's
Where
your number three?
Number three. I'm going to have to go ahead and put, let's just say, bags.
Okay.
It's like, I like bags. I like playing it. And usually I'll have like a streak at the beginning. I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm doing awesome. Yeah, that's right. I went to school for bags, you know. And then like after I say something cocky like that, then the whole time I'm missing the board or it's sliding right off or the guy I'm playing with sinks 3 in a row and I don't get one on the board or. Actually, that happened to me last week. But anyway, so it's quite embarrassing when you're not very good at it and you're at someone's house.
Yeah.
So bags.
For mine.
Or cornhole, if you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. My number three, I put horseshoes. Then this is, it's kind of interesting, the order of things. So, I mean, I'll just go ahead and ruin it. We got horseshoes. We already mentioned the other two, washers and bags. They were both on your list. That's my, like, 3-2-1.
Yeah.
And if you think back over time, the popularity has changed with each of those. So
yeah.
I think that horseshoes was really popular whenever I was a kid. And then
oh, definitely.
Probably in my our 20s, maybe early 30s, washers was popular.
Yeah.
Bags wasn't even a thing. I don't even remember it coming along. And I guess it was sometime in our 30s, like,
Some point, I remember building one. We were in our 20s, though. I remember building that with Jeff because he had an old entertainment center, and we built a set of bags. And like, I don't even know where, like, some of those things just come about and you're like, oh, that's easy to build.
Yeah.
But
I didn't even know that horseshoes was really still a thing, but apparently there's leagues in the area at a lot of the,
oh yeah.
I don't know if it's older people, but my sister's significant other, he's in a league, and I was just talking to him about it the other day, and they play for something like 20 straight weeks.
Really?
Every Wednesday.
I mean, I guess it's no different than a bowling league.
Yeah, you know? He does that too. And those leagues are super long, there's, like 30 weeks.
Does he know about, well, I mean, he doesn't live, is that your?
Zach.
Oh.
Yeah.
The one, there's, well, first, before that horseshoes, I got smacked in the head.
Oh, up here, yeah,
at stitches,
right.
When I was a little kid. Never stand too close when someone's backing the horseshoe up. Yeah, that's the one thing about horseshoes. As far as the leagues go, there's actually a Bags league, like, building.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where it is?
I've heard of it.
Over in Peabody, yeah, right by the Taco Bell.
I would love to do that.
But it's just an indoor building. I don't even know if they serve beer or what they have in there, but yeah. I almost think it is kind of like a bar slash club.
So I'd like to do that.
Yeah. I'm not good enough. I need to get my I didn't do bad a few weeks ago with you and Mike, but I don't know. So my number two,
I think is what we're on.
Are we on
two?
I'm going to have to, well, I would leave ladder golf for my number one since you already gave away yours.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy that the most out of all of them. I feel it's the most random, the easiest for me than all the others.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, I'm going to have to put the Can Jam game.
Yeah.
I really like that too. Because I'm pretty good with Frisbee.
Yeah.
But I'm not so good with just throwing a bean bag or a washer.
And just plain old Frisbee is a good
like
backyard game as well.
Do you remember? I remember playing Ultimate Frisbee with you and I think who was it? It was just some people I don't know if it was people you worked with or you do the roller hockey. Do you remember roller hockey?
I do. Like, that was
and then
the
in the parking lot after we'd play Ultimate Frisbee.
Really?
And I never really knew how to throw a Frisbee until then.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, you'd always throw it and then it curved. Yeah. I didn't know how to throw a Frisbee, but I didn't know the flip of the wrist to get it straight. And that was, like, the first time, it was probably in my 20s, that I learned how to perfect throwing a damn Frisbee. Sad, but yeah. So, you got any honorable mentions of this?
Well, I guess, well, washers was my number two, and then bags. I'll just say, with washers, like, that was all the rave for a while in the area, and you could build a set for cheap. But the actually playing the game was such a pain because the washers would go in different directions, and then you'd end up losing them or something.
Where the hell did that one go? Yeah.
But I remember playing a lot of washers.
And some people, my dad had one that used the old coffee cans, so it was a much bigger middle target, and then others would just use like a 4-inch PVC pipe. I think that's more the norm, is that size. But and then if you didn't have carpet or some sort
sand
of
or
turf
something.
Or something on the inside, it would bounce right out. I don't know, for me it's fun. I haven't played that in a while either.
Mm-mm.
And it's weird, every time I bring my washers to someplace, I'm like, oh, we'll be outside, I'll bring that. No one ever gets them out to play with them.
Yeah, it's falling out of favor.
Yeah, we'll pull out the bags or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, what about the old game, my kids like to play this, the Velcro paddles the ball.
Yeah, I played a lot of that with my nephews.
Yeah. And I don't know why, my kids love playing with that. It's the cheapest dollar store.
I know, and they always the center always rips out.
Oh yeah, I know.
It's so frustrating. I'm like, gosh, they need a higher quality version of this, but they love it.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I used I think it was called Sticky Fingers.
It
was sold probably 80s or 90s. You wore these gloves, and they had Velcro on the fingertips, and it was a football that was just all
okay,
felt.
Yeah.
You'd throw it, and it'd be easy to catch it, you know?
Now, the other game with the like little shoot thing, is that Hi-Li?
Oh!
It has the,
is that what that's called?
Is that one Hi-Li, or what? What is Hi-Li?
It's a beer, I know.
Well, yeah, but I thought that was, I thought it was named, the beer was named after a backyard game.
Oh, is that right?
You didn't know that? That seems like something you would know.
Involves players using the cesta, a curved basket, to throw a ball at high speeds against... That sounds kind of like lacrosse. Oh, okay. Origin sport became popular in the U.S., particularly Florida.
Look at the...
is that why the beer became pop? Beer is from Florida.
Look at an image.
Oh, no, that's like the curved this thing.
Oh, that's, yeah, it's a little different. But, I mean, there is a version of it that's, like, got a handle and you play. I mean, I guess that's, like, a professional.
Don't you press level. A button and it, don't you press a button and it flings the ball out? No, wicker basket. No, that's the same thing. I don't know. Sorry.
I'll have to find it. There was a version of something like that where you caught it and threw it with the same device. And it was like a wiffle ball.
I know exactly what every one of those outdoor, you'd buy like the 20-in-1 thing,
yeah.
And it would come with, it come with a volleyball,
yeah.
It come with a net, a volleyball, a badminton set,
yep.
Two like a shuttlecock,
yeah.
I just like saying that. the Velcro paddles,
yeah.
And then the and you'd have horseshoe, usually plastic, in one of those sets, and then the basket things, you flick the ball.
Yeah.
Don't you hit a button on it, it flicks it out, and then you try and catch it?
Or
am I thinking of something else?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
If you know the name, please comment on
if you're
whatever you're watching this on.
It's been a long episode, I feel like.
Has it?
Do we have more?
Do we? I don't know. I don't really have much more. I got a new phone. I was going to talk about tech, but... it's not it's just interesting to me, you know.
Well, I am curious. Okay, so I
need a case for it.
I'm not very techy, and my I have the my version is now, or your version is now double what mine is. I have a 5. You have a 10.
Yeah.
What would I gain from upgrading to a version that's 5 years newer or whatever it is?
Well, first of all, support. Second of all, they have the fast charging with a magnet now, like the iPhone has the MagSafe charging. Sticks to a magnet. So Pixel, Google, they have the same thing now.
Mm-hmm.
This camera on here is insane. Like, so it'll zoom into 100%.
Oh, I heard about that.
So if I, this is going to be good for a podcast, but if I like zoom across the room, okay, it's very hard to,
keep it still. It looks like
it's still when you're zoomed this much.
I guess if you had a tripod or something.
So I just took a picture of a Mickey Mouse Pez dispenser from way across the room. So AI is going to clean it up, and there you go.
Oh, that's neat. Huh. I just watched that in real time. It was blurry because it was zoomed in so far, and then it just cleaned it up.
Yeah.
And it looks perfect.
Yeah, and you can even zoom in on that, too.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty crazy, the amount of, like, that kind of zoom. It's kind of the creeper zoom, too, if you think about it. I mean, is that someone in the window down there? Let's look.
Yeah.
You know.
Will it do that with video as well?
No, I don't think it could. No, it can't zoom that far in video.
Okay.
But, and even in order to zoom that far, I was like, it wouldn't let me. You had to download some extra thing in order for it to work.
Oh.
But, yeah, that's pretty neat. It's got like a coaching thing on it to help you take better pictures too, like another AI thing that says, oh, why don't you get close up and have them turn in this direction, or, you know, things like that, giving you ideas for different shots.
Why don't you take this landscape picture in landscape mode?
Yeah.
Why don't you get your finger out of the lens?
Yeah, well.
Not that I've done any of those things.
Yeah. I remember back in the day when you had to get them developed, you wouldn't realize you had your finger in it all the time. Now, my buddy would always say, I guess he had an aunt with really big boobs.
What? Yeah.
And he would always joke when he'd pull out the pictures. It'd be a finger, but, you know, it looked like a boob or something on the side of the picture. He'd go, oh, my Aunt B got in that picture.
Oh, my God.
Aunt B, wasn't that from Andy Griffith?
Yeah.
Andy?
Why was she topless?
I don't know. In all the pictures, just hanging out. And I don't know why he would say that about his aunt, but whatever. I always found that funny, though. Because that happens on a lot of people's pictures when they're not, you know. But there you go. So I think we did it.
We did. We did it again.
This has been a show, and you've been listening or watching or just
maybe
falling asleep, maybe.
Until next time.
Until next time, check us out at all the fun places.